10.
Okay, Dylan and I are very excited because a real baby is about to be born.
Hurrah!
So exciting. We're on Real Baby Watch at the moment. And so we thought we'd cross to the lovely Laurel Irving, Channel 7 News in London, who's not at the scene, but she's somewhere around the area. Hello, Laurel.
My whole life is on standby waiting for this baby to come.
Where are we at with it now? She was due this week, wasn't she?
Allegedly she was due on Sunday, so what's that, 2 days ago? But then we saw Harry at the marathon on Sunday, so clearly there was no movement. But as we know, especially with the first, women can go up to 2 weeks past their due date these days. So, look, who knows? The palace has promised to tell us when she goes into labour, and then we'll wait and see what happens. But we won't see the baby for another few days after that. It'll be totally different to when William and Kate had their kids.
Really?
So Meghan's not up for that whole, I'm going to be on the steps hours later with my hair fully blow-dried, makeup done, in heels business. She's not up for that at all. They're going to be much more private. She's going to try to have the baby at home if she can, unless there's medical complications. She'll obviously have a lot of doctors. I mean, this is not, you know, stick the inflatable pool up in the bathroom like the rest of us. She'll have a lot of support there. But we'll be taken to a hospital nearby if needed. But that's her hope, and that they'll have the baby to themselves for a few days before they go public, and then they'll invite one camera and one television camera in to take pictures, and then that'll be it.
Wow. Do you think that because Meghan and Harry seem to be a lot more private about all of this and not wanting the big photo shoot, and do you think that, is it possible that some of the conspiracy theorists might be right? She's had it already. The Queen's already been to visit.
Yeah.
You know, and then in a couple of weeks we can all meet baby Dave.
Look, Dave, I'm sure it's Dave. It's definitely Dave. The reason I have thought a lot about this is that this is a rumour that does the rounds every day and a half. I think not. The reason I think not is because as much as Harry is deeply suspicious of the media, particularly after how his mum died, and I totally understand that, they need to be very careful if they are seen to break the trust of the media. That then invites paparazzi to start staking them out. And nobody wants to go back to those days. So I think they do realise they need to play a bit of a game here and play along. They need to engage the media a little bit. And the world, you know, it's not just the media. Every single place they have been for the past 9 months, people have been genuinely excited about the baby, asking them about it, giving them presents.
Yeah.
People really want to know about this baby. So it's not just the media, it's the general public as well. So, although those reasons, I don't think that they will be hiding it.
No, I think it's so... When Kate and Will's had their baby, I found it so hard to stomach that she would have to get dressed and have her hair done and makeup and wear this tight little dress.
That's why I thought those conspiracy theorists were right. Like, I thought, well, she had a baby about a month ago. Or not at all.
Yeah.
If she had a surrogate. Who knows? No one can look that good.
I would also say, I don't think Kate had to do that. I think Kate chose to do that.
Really?
Nobody in the world was saying, Kate, I'm sorry, I know you've just given birth 4 hours ago, but we expect you to be on the steps of the Lindo Wing looking immaculate for the world cameras. I mean, I don't think anyone in the world said that to her. I think
she knows how to play the game, doesn't she? She knows which boxes to tick to not annoy people.
I mean, she does, I guess And she, unlike Meghan, is giving birth to heirs to the throne as well.
There's all these news headlines and front pages of magazines were saying that the two hate each other, the two girls don't like each other, and Wills and Kate aren't going to go and visit them. Do you think that's correct?
I don't know that they're besties. I don't know how much tension there is. I mean, there's obviously a little something, and apparently the brothers' relationship isn't amazing at the moment, but, you know, there's no law, is there, that says you have to be great buddies, is there, because you happen to marry brothers, you know, they're two very different women, clearly, and two very different backgrounds, and Yeah, I mean, they are all very civil for the cameras. And
very
when
juicy
out of public,
note to finish on.
Yeah, it's like Jen and Angelina.
Laurel, thank you very much for joining Dylan and Hayley. We can see you on our TV screens this morning on Sunrise as well. You are looking absolutely beautiful this morning on television. So 7 News Europe correspondent Laurel Irving, thank you very much for joining Dylan and Hayley.
Thanks,
and
legend.
We'll stay in touch over the next couple of days if anything happens over there.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, lovely.
It is Dylan and Hayley this morning. 23 minutes past 6.